Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, it is June the 9th, 2017, as we continue the growth series for this year, 2017. And for this month, June, since we're now in the sixth month of this year, 2017, we're here to assist small businesses to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. Guys, we got a great show today. I'm super excited about all of the things that I've been receiving from you and the clients that I've been able to assist and small business owners that I've been able to help throughout the country as we continue to give you guys the tools and tips that you need to build and grow your network in the area where you do business. Well, today's topic we're going to be talking about building your online marketing campaigns. And we're going to do it in the five simple steps. There's five simple steps, ladies and gentlemen, to where we can help you. If you follow this to the letter, you can be successful with your online business. And I know there's a lot of people today who have started a business, but not quite yet got it off to the racetrack that they wanted to get it on. And what highway you want to go on, if you want to go fast pace or slow pace or no pace, you don't want to do that. But you want to make sure you're doing everything possible to move your company forward. It's all about moving forward, ladies and gentlemen. That's what the theme of this year, 2017, keeping it forward. You want to make sure that you're doing that and continue to do that regardless of what befalls you or what matters, what complications you may be going through currently right now. We want to make sure you have all of the information that you're going to need to grow a successful business. It's not an overnight thing sometimes, but it can be if we are doing the right thing. So I want you guys to take down some copious notes as we continue to share with you some good tips for today. It's a beautiful day here in Houston, Texas. And it's just a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, for us to continue to stay on the marketing aspect. The reason why I keep expressing this on the show each and every week that we're on the show and every time that I talk about it for the last 5 years since we've been doing this show, as a web design and marketing company, Global Touch Enterprise, we have been able to assist a lot of thousands of clients across the country, small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations. And it's been a great help in getting the feedback from them as far as what it is they lack to what they need to do to generate revenue, to build up your customer base, and also to build strategic relationships everywhere you go. You always want to build strategic relationships, ladies and gentlemen, everywhere you go. And you also want to be a tagger. And we're going to talk about that a little bit in reference to that. But tagging is going to be another key opportunity. Part of that, if you notice, tags is big, and it has been big for the last 10 years. But how do we effectively tag when it comes to online business, utilizing keywords, AdWords, your website, social media, all of the different tools we have in front of us? How do we really put all this together? How do we build? How do we grow? What are we doing consistently in day in and day out, in season, out of season, to build a strategic network? Well, this is what we're going to be talking about, and this is going to be a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, because we're talking about growth. Build and grow. Think and grow. To become rich or successful or to add value in the marketplace. If you see something broke that's not working for you, Let's now get a chance to stay focused and fix it so we can keep it forward and do what we need to do day by day. So whether you got a new product to promote or not, or you consistently want to build your product base, really you want to make sure, one, you have a great interactive website. That's always going to be key, to make sure that your guests or customers can interact with you while making a purchase. And you want to make sure you want to show off some great dynamics of the site by promoting a particular service that you provide in the marketplace and that you are super easy to get in contact with in reference to any questions or concerns they may have. It's all about great customer service. If you do this consistently, ladies and gentlemen, you can continue to build a successful network, and it will not, believe me, it will not fail you if we do this right. On social media, if you have those tags on there, on your website, getting the results that you want by getting feedback from them directly and looking at how many people that they can refer to you for the great service experience that they receive from your company, and making sure that you continue to repeat this day in and day out. Guys, it's all about consistency, being persistent and consistent in the marketplace. If you stay focused there, you will grow, bottom line. So let's talk about the online marketing campaigns that you guys can be putting together in what is called inbound marketing, which I call it inbound marketing. Today, which has always been referred to as that, is just basically digital content that draws customers in the information that you actually want them to see to promote a particular product, service, and also branding your business by the same token and the quality service that you're providing different from your competitors. Again, guys, it's all about being unique in the marketplace, understanding exactly what your competitors are doing or not doing, and how can you do it better. If you stay focused here, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to grow. So let's talk about it. To develop an effective inbound marketing campaign for your online business or being online, basically it's all about setting a SMART goal, or we call goal, make sure you have a SMART goal. Setting a SMART goal, making sure that by starting this out, ladies and gentlemen, you can basically build your successful network using the SMART technique. And I'm going to go into the SMART technique that will definitely help you to build a successful business. If you stay focused here on the SMART goal or SMART technique that you set before your company, and you utilize this, ladies and gentlemen, as your roadmap, as your guideline, as your tool to basically measure everything that you do on the marketing campaigns that you put together every week, week in, week out, month to month, in season, out of season, nonstop. You don't stop until you reach your goal. Whatever goal you set for your company and your business, or whatever revenue goal you set for your company and your business to produce each month, you want to make sure you set this SMART goal. Well, let's talk about it. You know, I like to use acronyms, so let's best describe what a SMART goal will be looking like if we do this successfully. So I want you guys to write this down. The S stands for specific. The M, measurable. The A, attainable. The R, realistic. And then the last word, T, letter T, time-bound. So that's the SMART acronym that I'm putting together. You're talking about being specific, goal, a measurable goal, attainable goal, a realistic goal, and a time-bound goal. How long do you want to get to that point, and how long will it take you to reach your goal? Will it be 6 months, a year, 2 to 5 years? However the time limit that you set or the time frame that you set, you want to make sure you want to meet that and be realistic about it. Knowing what is realistic and attainable for your marketing campaign, ladies and gentlemen, is essential. But having a vague and unreasonable expectation will only set you up for disappointment and failure. Believe me, you don't want that. Setting your goals should rely on the knowledge you gain from the marketplace and understanding the business that you have and making sure that you have your target market, your customer base set. You got to study this, though. You have to understand the marketplace, understand the behaviors, building relationships with people, building it up, making sure that you do this on a regular, consistent basis. And if you continue to use the SMART goal, just say, for instance, you want to get 100 new customers for the month. Well, if you want 100 new customers for the month, to set a SMART goal, what will it take to get there? You got to be specific. It has to be measurable. You have to be obtainable. You got to be realistic, and it has to be time-bound. If you stay on the SMART goal, reaching that should not be a problem. Now you have something you can look at on a regular basis. Number two, know who you're talking to. You got to do that. You know not all customers are created equal. So save time and money, ladies and gentlemen, by focusing on the ones who most need and will find the most value in your product or service that you provide in your business. If you have a website that promotes a particular product or service, again, I talked about this before, we'll say again, if you start off with a new product or new service, you want to start off with a landing page website. A landing page website, ladies and gentlemen, is just a one-pager that promotes a particular product or service just to test it out in the marketplace, just to see how well it does. A lot of big companies do this, a lot of small businesses. So you want to be on that level too and jump on the bandwagon and utilize what is called a landing page website. That will give you an opportunity that not only costs you a whole lot of money to put one together, but also to build your customer base on that particular product or service that you're providing. And not only that, it'll test the marketplace to see how well it does. And then also you're getting feedback from the website directly so you can get the information from the customers who made the purchase directly from you or made a comment about the particular product or service that you're providing. So you're getting real obtainable data that you can measure. Now you can see exactly what's the next step from there. And you want to make sure you do this regularly, on a regular, consistent basis. So by putting together something simple like a landing page website is a good idea before you build up a full-fledged website and spend thousands of dollars on something where it only costs you $100 to do. Okay, so you always want to make sure you do something on that level just to test it out. Number three, know where to find them. After determining your ideal buyer's personas, you can figure out how much and where your target market will be, the volume of people, what channels you can basically grab their attention to, whether they're on social media, whether it's on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, one of those. So you want to make sure you find the platform that's going to work best for you and your company and what your particular product or service that you're providing is going to grab a hold of their attention. So if you're on Facebook, which is most popular, then you would want to put something together that's going to build it up for them on Facebook. But you have to have a business Facebook page, not a personal, but business. If you set up your business Facebook page and you promote on a regular basis and you can do the little advertising for the less $7, $8 that you would do to grab a specific audience or target between on the age demographics that you're reaching, then you can become real live active when it comes to your online marketing campaign that you want to put together on a particular product or service or the company as a whole. You can do multiple things here. So you want to make sure you do that and put it in order so that way you can see it step by step on the marketing campaign. When do you start the marketing campaign? Well, I normally start my marketing campaigns normally from Sunday through Saturday each week. From Sunday through Saturday each week, we always run a marketing campaign that I can see, so when next Sunday comes, I know exactly how well it did, or at the end of Saturday or Saturday night. I can see that. So you want to start from week to week. It's 4 weeks in a month, sometimes five. So you want to see which week is producing what level of volume you want to generate. Again, ladies and gentlemen, in business, it's all about volume. How many people can you reach and how many of them will purchase the product or service you're providing in the marketplace to build your network? It's all about building your network. Number four, make an offer they can't refuse. Remember in the five P's of marketing, we're talking about people, product, price, place, promotion. But let's talk about the price. If you set your pricing properly in the product or service you're providing in the marketplace, that's competitive enough to still generate new volumes of orders, then you have done a great job. Now you're on a level. But if you're looking at the particular cost effectiveness, and this is why you have to really be smart, ladies and gentlemen, in reference to being creative when it comes to pricing your product or service that you're providing in the marketplace. If you build a strategic pricing plan, and I'm going to say this, a strategic pricing plan that you put together for a particular product or service that you're providing in the marketplace, you will be making millions of dollars in no time flat. Why I say it this way is because it is true. I've seen it. I've helped a lot of people do it. It has really been a blessing to see everybody who really understands their pricing. Costs you, what are you doing with the profits you make from those products, and are you putting it back into the business? Again, a well-oiled machine is like in manufacturing, and I come from manufacturing, so I can tell you this. So in manufacturing, you make a particular product, you want to make sure the profits you make from that product, you put it back into the things that you need to continue to build and grow, materials. You got to buy materials. You got to have that. Or are we ordering products at wholesale, selling at retail? So you want to understand that if you do this correctly, ladies and gentlemen, you can be successful in no time. So you always want to make sure you want to be clear. And again, using the SMART technique, whether it's specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound, these are the five P or the five steps that you're going to take, just like the five P's of marketing. Notice everything sets up in by five. Well, I can say five by five. If you do it on the five by five, you'll come out successful. And then number five, you check your results. At the end of that, after you create a strategic pricing plan, that was number four. Number five, you want to check the results. And when do you check your results? End of each week. Of each marketing campaign that you put together, and that way you can see exactly how well, if you need to tweak anything, you want to make sure you do that effectively. The stronger you do this, ladies and gentlemen, and you stay on top of this, the better you are. It's easy, but it's hard. But it can be done. How do you want to grow? And to what level do you want to grow? And are you growing currently right now? To me, ladies and gentlemen, growth is the most important commodity on the planet. Without growth, we just exist. We're not living. And we're not here to do that. So let's continue to check the results. Now that you've got your content strategy down, you got it laid out, you got your pricing plan put together strategically, you're building relationships with each person you interact with that buys from you, you have a team of people who you trust to train them on the difference on the product and service that you're providing in the marketplace, and you're making sure that you're on a consistent level blowing it out in your campaigns, meaning that you're reaching out to everybody and anybody who can utilize the particular product and service that you provide. So you want to make sure you stay strong on that. You stay consistent on that, And you build from that. This is on a developing level, ladies and gentlemen. And as a development coach, I want to make sure you're developing these principles on a regular, consistent basis, building it up. If it doesn't, if you don't quite get it right now, and it's not really on your level of thinking right now, don't sweat. Just continue to use these five principles that I just shared with you, and utilizing the acronym for SMART in building your business, your network, your company, and you will be successful. Again, it's all about being specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, time-bound. That's the acronym for SMART. And, guys, I'm really excited for you in reference to this, and I'm super excited because this is one of the things that I can say for 2017, ladies and gentlemen, with all the things that's going on right now in the marketplace and all the things that's going on around this globe, the world today, what do you have to give that you can share with someone else that can help them along the way? Are you partnered in the local community? Are you building strategic relationships? Are you tagging? Let's go back into quickly on the tagging part. How do we tag? I have a website, Ed, and I'm not sure what to do with the website. Well, what companies or people in the community where you are that you're doing business in that you can tag your company along with them? Co-oping is always going to be a key concept for me, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm always going to talk about co-oping. You can co-op with a local church, nonprofit organization, small business, or other small businesses within the community. You can tag your company along the coffee shops, the grocery stores, the gas stations, the restaurants, all of the different entities that you can tag with from them on certain products and services that you're providing to share with the customers they have. It is so much easier today than it was 20 years ago. It is also so much easier today to tag today than it was 5 years ago. So you want to make sure you're precise, persistent, and consistent, but concise enough to understand exactly the details thereof. It's all about the detail, ladies and gentlemen. The more you stay focused on the detail of it, the stronger you get. The better understanding you have, and it becomes like second nature to you. Repetition. Do it over and over until you get it. If you don't first succeed, try again. Continue to do that and continue to tag while you're on your business. And again, if you have a blog on your website, keep blogging. Share some information. Educate your customers, your people on what it is you do. The more you educate, ladies and gentlemen, the better it is, the stronger you get, and the more vibrant your business becomes. And entertain a little bit on your company. Use a little entertainment. Whatever your theme song is, put that together. Whatever you do in business, make it entertaining. Not boring, but entertaining. Not dry, but entertaining. Put the personality back into the business or the company that you started. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? People will follow you no matter where you go. And, guys, I'm really excited about that. I'm really glad I got a chance to share this with you today. On today, like none other, building your online marketing campaigns from week to week, month to month, year to year, you want to make sure you stay persistent and consistent, and then use the SMART goal and use the SMART technique. I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, if you add the SMART technique into your marketing plan, you will have a great success with whatever you do. And make it entertaining. Make it enjoyable. Have fun with it. Let your hair down. You know, do your thing. Turn it up a little bit, as we say. So this is something you want to continue to do. I'm really excited. Thank you guys for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. I'm going to tell you this. It's been a pleasure and pleasure as well as a pleasure. That's from my little left mom. And until then, I want you guys to keep building the faith and, guys, keep building the dream.
Mm-hmm.